The doctor who runs the United Nations measles program says it's a disgrace the childhood disease still exists. These days, measles isn't much of a problem in the United States, but globally, measles kills 800,000 children each year. Common Ground's Cliff Brockman recently talked with UNICEF's Edward Hoekstra about the organization's new measles eradication plans.
What we see with measles is that a complication can occur, and usually kids get a pneumonia, there's lung problems, or they get diarrhea. In the U.S., you can just go to your local GP and get treatment for both those circumstances. That is a totally different situation if you go to the bush in Asia or in Africa. Their kids have no access to health care, and this simple pneumonia as a complication of measles or the diarrhea will actually be the death of the child. We see those children die totally unnecessary of this disease, because by just making sure that every kid has had one shot of measles vaccine is sufficient to give them a lifetime guarantee against this deadly disease.
What are the countries that are hardest hit by measles?
58% of the deaths occur in Africa, and the remainder is mainly in South Asia.
You mentioned that it just takes one shot. This is a very preventable disease, then.
It is the most cost-effective intervention we have. We have a safe and reliable vaccine. We know what to do. We know how to reach every kid in every village. We have all the means there, the technical knowledge to get to every child. And it's actually a disgrace that we still have kids dying of this disease. The total cost is only approximately 75 cents to make sure that one child is vaccinated.
So why hasn't measles been wiped out around the world before this?
I think it has been an awareness issue. During the 90s, we've been very busy trying to eradicate polio, which is a very important achievement. Polio accounts also for a lot of disability. I think the more progress we're making in polio, we're getting more people who are able to spend more time on measles. Measles is funded in general by the Western countries. Like you said earlier, the people who make the decision in the Western countries don't consider it as a very deadly disease because they had it when they were young.
The WHO and UNICEF have a strategy for dealing with measles. What is that?
First of all, we try to vaccinate as many kids we can with the routine immunization at 9 months of age. In most countries, we have coverage above 70%. However, there's about 45 countries where we have coverage that is less than 70%. And a lot of those countries are just out of war. In those countries, we need to give a special attention, and we give a second dose of measles as a campaign where we target a large age group between older kids between 9 months and 15 years of age. By giving the second opportunity, as we call it, to get measles, we basically bring mortality to zero. The third strategy we use is that we set up good surveillance in those countries to monitor and to identify anything that's going wrong in programmatic issues, so that if we have an outbreak, that we identify it immediately so that we can respond and make sure that no kids unnecessarily die. I'm quite convinced that by 2005, all countries will have included a campaign to make sure that most of their kids are not vulnerable anymore for the disease.
Dr. Edward Hoekstra is a senior health advisor at UNICEF. He runs the agency's global measles program. For Common Ground, this is Cliff Brockman.